Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. On the back of that flurry of Irish Oscar nominations last week, Screen Ireland has announced its plans for domestic and international markets for this year. The 2023 production slate contains 44 projects, including 9 feature films, 3 animation series, 8 television dramas, 13 documentaries, and 7 shorts, while a new multi-million euro regional fund has also been announced. Among the feature films is Flora and Son, which premiered at the Sundance Film Festival and was then picked up by Apple. Director John Carney says it's very important to support Irish production here at home.
It's part of the whole sort of financial structure, and when you're making film in Ireland, it's very nice to have that support, and it makes you feel connected in that sense of the story you're telling. And but certainly earlier on in my career as well, it was key. There was no way of making a film without some form of, you know, state support. So, you know, I owe my career to that, and as many, you know, actors and directors and producers do. You wouldn't have an industry without it, really.
We're joined by Desiree Finnegan, Chief Executive of Screen Ireland. Desiree, welcome to the programme. I mean, John Carney there, I suppose, one of the strong hopes maybe for Oscar nominations 2024, Flora and Son.
Absolutely, yes. It's been a great launch this morning. As you mentioned there, we have 44 projects that we were showcasing today across film, TV drama, animation, documentary and shorts. And I think John Carney's project is highly anticipated, with an incredible audience reaction coming out of the Sundance Film Festival.
Yeah, and as we said, bought by Apple. So I mean, that's a very encouraging.
It's a great result, yeah. And there's a lot of great projects coming up this year. Obviously, it's been an incredible start to the year with all of the Academy Award nominations, and of course, on Colleen Kuhn being the first ever to receive a Best International Feature nomination. But we're very excited about the projects to come. We have an animated feature film, Greyhound of a Girl, which is based on a short story by Roddy Doyle, and that will actually premiere at the Berlin Film Festival in a few weeks, and actually, interestingly, in the same slot that Colleen Kuhn was in last year. Mm-hmm. And lots of great TV dramas to come as well. The returning shows, Mother, Kin, and also a new thriller TV series called Clean Sweep. So there's lots of great projects to come up in 2023.
Talk to me about this regional fund which you're announcing today. Now, I think there is in the tax breaks available to film at the moment an encouragement for investment in regional film production, but is that expiring? So this is designed to replace that?
Yeah, so this is, I mean, regional development is a key priority for Screen Ireland. We want to ensure that the industry's success and growth is experienced right across the country. So today we announced what we're calling a regional production support fund, and it's designed to help build crews and support skills development in the regions.
And in terms, you know, in terms of, if you like, spreading the benefit, is that still a challenge? I mean, is production still very concentrated in, I suppose, Dublin, Wicklow would be most associated with film production?
Yes, it can be. And I think the idea behind this fund, it was designed to try to help offset some of those costs associated with filming around the country. But actually last year we had, I think it's almost 46% of the Screen Ireland supported slate was filmed in various parts of the country. So it's great to see that. And we feel it's really important. There's so much creative talent across the country that doing everything we can to ensure we're supporting and building those crew bases is really key for us.
Very good. Well, thanks for talking to us, Desiree. That's Desiree Finnegan, from the Chief Executive of Screen Ireland, and good luck indeed to all our filmmakers in 2023.